B-Pod Studios.
These guys know how to connect with you about Boston sports.
This may feel strong, but you people are stupid.
OMG! It's Felger and Maz, 95 The Sports Hub.
Zach, do you believe the Patriots' explanation for this whole thing, that it was a honest mistake?
I don't have any comment on any of that stuff.
What an easy opportunity. They asked him, have you spoken? Have you spoken with the Patriots? I'm not going to comment on it. I really thought by now you'd say the answer would be, yeah, we've spoken. We understand their version of events. And we've generally come to an understanding, but it's in the league's hands. And it's just something like the tone would be that of
the league's over. Looking at it.
Yeah. We're moving on.
We understand. We've spoken. We've cleared the air. It's in the league's hands, but we understand. Not even close.
No. They're still pissed.
So let's see. Either they are gone a little overline, a little overboard here. Like, settle down, Bengals. or it's just worse than the Patriots have put out. But as Murray said,
there's no middle ground here. It's one or the other. They're either paranoid and being a-holes about it because they're the Bengals, or storm clouds, they be a-gathering.
Okay, so meanwhile, if you're watching on the simulcast, you missed the update just now. Isaiah Wynn missed practice with what, Murray?
He did, yeah. There was one DNP on the practice report today. Left tackle Isaiah Wynn, who practiced yesterday, a DNP because he's dealing with an eye injury. A left tackle who really only needs to rely on his lower body and planting and, you know, the hands. And he didn't practice today because of an eye injury.
Maybe this explains the shoddy blocking on Sunday because you didn't see the guys coming. Like, I want to go over the particulars here, okay? Since the start of last year when he was drafted in the first round, ruptured Achilles, toe injury, both of which put him on IR, the second one he returned from, and now an eye injury. And in between there, we have Dante Scarnecchia saying we just need to get him on the field.
Mm-hmm.
So is it wrong to think at this stage that he's like a hypochondriac, or he's one of these guys that it takes a freaking tractor to drag him onto the field to get him out there? Because that's what it's starting to feel like.
Yep.
Like, when you know, on the first one, you say, okay, ruptured Achilles. Like, that one kind of is what it is.
Yeah, sure.
All right? Like, there's no way around that one. Then the toe injury lands him on IR. All right. Toe injury. Turf toe. Well, turf toe can be a pain in the ass. All right, fine. Now an eye injury. He misses practice after playing, what is it, three games? Two games? How many games? Three? Like, you look at it and say, I don't know, does this guy want to play football?
So, I don't know if I'm jumping to that conclusion, but I don't know. There's...
But eventually the evidence mounts to the point where you say it's now been almost two full seasons and you've missed like five times as many games as you've played.
And you're coming off a terrible game. So I would think you would want to have as many reps as possible. I would think. But hey, you know, conjunctivitis, that can be a real pain in the ass. You know, it's very contagious.
And honestly, I might even just be rolling my eyes and say, all right, fine. He'll be back out there tomorrow and he'll play on Sunday. If it weren't for that Scarnecchia comment. Like, that Scarnecchia comment is the one that raises my eyebrows a little bit.
Okay, that's on the board as well. Back to your calls on everything. Keith and Drake it on the Bengals. Hi, Keith.
Guys, let's be fair here. There's been a track record dating back to whatever date it started, the Rams in 2001, filming the practice. They have a track record showing that they do not do things legally. And then knowing, as the papers went out to every single team, warning, do not film the sidelines, specifically in the NFL's post. Do not film the sidelines. And what do? It makes all sense to me, guys. They're coming off of two straight losses. They cannot slip another game. They've never faced a rookie, so they don't know how he works. So I think it's the weasel, the mentality of this crooked organization, the weaselness of it. Just, I mean, Mike, you're from Green Bay, and I mean, you got to be seeing from the outside here that just things here are just too fishy. And
it has nothing to do with Green Bay, New England, or whatever. It has everything to do with the first thing that you said, which is no one trusts them because of what happened the first time. This would not be a story if it wasn't for the first time. And it's not, and part of it's also the winning. It, you know, it wouldn't be, an issue if this were a 2-14 team, because people don't care about 2-14 teams. They care about winning teams and perennial winning teams. So that's obviously a factor too. No question. But even if this were a 14-2 team that didn't have your history, people would say, oh, well, that's wrong. You should be fined, but we believe you. It's an honest mistake. That happens. Like, all right, you know, your stupid production crew filmed the wrong thing. Happens. When it's you, and the only reason is because what you did from 2000 to 2007.
Okay, so who's responsible for that?
You.
Bill.
Yeah, Bill.
Bill.
Right.
This is why, like, you know, I get a little agitated seeing Bill was quote-unquote irate. Really? About what? About the fact that you did something stupid 12 years ago that now any time someone makes a mistake, they think you're cheating? Whose fault is that? So, like, again, I still wonder whether Bill really understands the magnitude of it. I do. I still wonder that. Like, when we played that sound yesterday from Deflategate, well, there's 80,000 people in the stands, as if to say it's all out there in plain sight. Bill, that's not the point. That's not the point. You got a letter from the league that said, cut the crap.
Well, if he's just 80,000 people and you can still take, why did you disguise your cameraman?
Exactly. Because, again, he's being deceitful.
Why did you have your cameraman wear disguises? Why'd you have your cameraman tape over Patriots logos? Why'd you have your cameraman put on Kraft Sports Productions gear? Why did you have your cameraman steal media vests and media badges to pretend they were media people?
Because he knew it was wrong.
And then when they were stopped to say that they were just shooting scenics for Kraft Sports Productions. If it was just all there in the open in front of 80,000 people, why did you need to hide what you were doing?
And again, because he knew it was against the rules. He knew. So now he gets mad that it keeps getting brought up because it's, I think on some level, has dawned on him the magnitude of that mistake and what it really did. Like, so this is where, like, I lose sympathy or compassion for Belichick on these things. I have it for some of the people who get caught in between, even the players. Like, the players half the time, like, they may look at it and say, what are we up to? But it's not like they designed and plotted the whole thing. You know, they sort of get caught in the middle of it. Bill's the one who was behind the whole thing.
So, and maybe this cuts to Cincinnati as well. I mean, I don't know. If this were any other team who didn't have its history of skirting the rules, this thing would have been blown off. It would have been blown off. But because it's you and the winning's part of it, but the other big part of it is that no one trusts you and no one trusts Bill. That's why it's a story. And maybe that's Cincinnati's reluctance. Maybe Cincinnati says, yeah, the explanation makes sense. And the guy clearly didn't know what he was doing. We get it. But it's you. It's you. And as I said before, this is the first time they've ever been credentialed in a foreign press box. The first time they ever sent a Kraft Sports production crew under Bill Belichick in 20 years to another press box. And what do? They tape the sidelines.
It's unbelievable. It really is. I'm telling you.
You couldn't write that.
I know, really, it is. It's unbelievable. It is. It is. It's unbelievable. And I said this to you earlier. I'm sort of jumping tracks here a little. I do wonder, though, the Bengals are one of the laughing stock franchises of the league.
Yes, sir.
And this is now their opportunity to say, no, we still matter.
Oh, God.
I do wonder if there's an element of that in play here.
Okay, well, I got no sympathy on that front. Back to your phones on everything right after these words.
Boston's home for sports.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Boston's home for sports, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Trying to err on the side of caution and try and stay on that side of the rules, but with the videotaping, it was clear that you were pushing the envelope on that. Is that something that changed that, or is that something?
No. Well, I mean, look, that's a whole other discussion, but I'm just, the guy's giving signals out in front of 80,000 people, okay? So we filmed him taking signals out in front of 80,000 people, like there were a lot of other teams doing at that time, too, okay? But forget about that. If we were wrong, then we've been disciplined for that.
That's that's clearly not trying to do everything you can to stay on the side. This
guy's in front of 80,000 people. 80,000 people saw it. Everybody sideline saw it. Everybody sees our guy in front of 80,000 people. I mean, there he is. So it was wrong. We were disciplined for it. That's it. We never did it again. We're never going to do it again. And anything else that's close, we're not going to do either.
That's what this is about. It's about that. And if they hadn't done that, and their camera crew went in there on Sunday in Cleveland and did what they did, the Bengals would have said, yeah, all right, stupid, but forget about it. No harm, no foul. See you Sunday.
I mean, again, we're all slaves to our own reputations. You know, we all are. And so when you do something like that, it just doesn't go away. As much as Bill would like it to. And so that was obviously said during Deflategate, right?
Yeah.
So again, that happened during the 2014 season, right? Am I getting all that right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. 7 years after Spygate, he was still defending it. He was still defending it.
Or defending himself against it. But it's, again, even that.
Okay, but the part about it being in front of 80,000 people, Mike, is irrelevant.
I know it is.
It's irrelevant. He was told to stop, and he didn't stop. That's what the issue was. The league told him. So this is my point, though. This is how Bill gets himself into trouble. Oh, you guys are idiots. Bill, it doesn't matter. The rule is the rule.
It's not just that. Even he knows because he disguised his cameraman. If it's just he's there in front of 80,000 people and we all can see him, then why did you put Matt Estrella in a media vest? And when he was stopped by the Jets personnel, have him say, I work for Kraft Sports Productions. If he's just there in front of all of them, say, why'd you have them sneaking around wearing different gear and disguising your cameraman? Why? So, you know, even that leaves out the part of that story. But anyway, that's why this is a story. If that hadn't happened, they would have said the league and the Bengals would be like, stupid, here's a fine, but forget about it. And we would go on with our lives.
Yeah, be like the Falcons pumping noise into the stadium, right?
A million different little piddling things that all the teams do.
Rich McKay got bumped off the competition committee and that whole thing. Like, but those things do. They came and they went, and that was it. It was over.
Okay, so we have this. We have a replay. We got all sorts of stuff on the board, and we'll continue with your thoughts on it. Rich in West Roxbury. Go ahead, Rich, on replay.
Hey, Mike, I like your idea of the eye in the sky, but I'm afraid, like you alluded to, that it'll eventually grow and take over and eventually make the zebras obsolete. What I'd like to propose, keep the human element in the game. Don't change anything that's automatically reviewable. Don't change how many challenges they have. Just have the player or the coach have to challenge the play before they see it five times on super slow-mo replay, like Alex Cora telling everyone, don't leave the field until my guy in the back room sees it. Or you hear Jim Nance say, well, wait a minute. The Chiefs might want to look at this. He looks like his knee was down before the ball. I can't stand that. If the player or the coach thinks it's reviewable, they got to challenge it before they watch it on the Jumbotron.
That's not bad. I'm going to cut you off. That would help. I'll take that. You got to do it. There's a time limit. I mean, it is crazy in baseball. You can hold up the game. I mean, literally, the manager has a power to put his palm up. And you can't throw another pitch until Dingleberry puts his hand down. Like, that is crazy that they let you do that.
I'll tell you what, I like that idea.
Sure.
Like, you know, they put some sort of restriction on when replay can be shown.
Real time.
Yeah.
Because if that's the case, then Washington doesn't replay that offsides last night.
Right.
Unless, you know, unless they happen to really see it, but that's hard. That's a matter of inches, bang, bang. I can't imagine you saw that in real time or could tell in real time. So I'm all in favor of that. Scott in the car on the videotaping. Hi, Scott.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good. What do you got?
So I'm just a little frustrated that you guys just keep hopping on. It's like fake news out here. Some guy just called in a couple calls ago and said, since 2000, there was no filming of a walkthrough in 2000. Unless you guys have some late-breaking news, stop spreading that. Like, that's... You can't keep buying into this.
Well, but that was a caller. We didn't say that.
But then you said, yeah, since this has been on since 2000. That's actually what you said.
Well, it has, yeah. They were running around illegally taping people from their days in Cleveland,
that
Scott.
That happened in 2000. That
sure it did. It absolutely did. They had the Bengals play on the opening day of 2000. Do your homework. It started absolutely in 2000, Scott. Sorry, it did.
So, hello?
Yeah, we're here.
Okay, so, and then Deflategate, I mean, we all know Deflategate, Spygate was bad. You know, Spygate, that was sent to everybody. then we would be, because everybody did it. We were just the stupid ones that did it again. And that was bad. We didn't. Deflategate, Indy had 3 out of their 4 balls that were underinflated. So Indy should be, shouldn't they be fine for Deflategate? Wasn't that? They didn't keep testing their balls because they said, oh, this one's overinflated, so we're good.
Who wants this one?
I mean, 11 out of 12 Indy balls could have been deflated.
Who wants this one?
I'm good.
Do you want it?
No, I've been waiting to hear from a guy like this all week. I'm actually impressed.
No, it's true. We have not gotten much of this.
No, that it took this long. Yeah, no, I'm actually encouraged that it took this long for someone to say, yeah, what about Indy's balls? Okay, look, again, the reputation of the Patriots was damaged badly by Spygate. And now Patriots fans, like the coach, don't want to deal with the repercussions of that. So this is what that's about. You want to tell me Deflategate was about Spygate?
Yep, it was.
Totally. 100%. That was the magnitude of the coach's mistake.
But Spygate was not just taping the Jets that day. It went back to 2000, caller. 2000, opening day, they had the Buccaneers plays because they played the Buccaneers late in preseason, and they taped their plays. They got all of their plays. Charlie Weiss has admitted it. It's more or less on record. But when I say on record, it's been reported from others that heard it from Charlie Weiss told the Buccaneers coaches after the game, we had your plays. Oh, by the way, they still lost because Drew Bledsoe still couldn't figure it out. But it went back to 2000. Sorry, it did.
And in 2007, when they did confiscate the tapes, they went back how many years?
The whole way to 2000.
Right.
It started the day they got here.
So again, that guy just doesn't want to deal with the reality, the facts of how damaging it was.
Paul in Las Vegas. Go ahead, Paul.
Hey, what's up? That last caller. Those guys are something else. It's if you love your team so much, but then when something's bad, you have no idea what happened. But anyways, what I called for was the draft and how his drafts are bad. And it's kind of like if you put yourself in the mode of a cheater and what he's been doing, people always call and say, how come they didn't take Chubbs? He took Michelle because Michelle was already a backup. And what do backups get? They get less money. You pay them less, but if I know the plays, I can put him in a better
okay,
situation.
So they're not related. I'm not going to go, this is ridiculous.
The money's slotted.
The money's slotted.
Yeah.
Right.
You'd screw with that.
It doesn't matter if the guy can play or he sucks. The 31st pick makes a certain amount. The 30th pick makes a certain amount. It doesn't matter whether the guy can play or not.
See, like, again, so people want to connect these dots on multiple levels. Bill Belichick's still a great coach. I'd take him over anybody. He just has trouble staying behind the line sometimes.
And his drafts, the top of his drafts the last several years have kind of sucked.
Yeah, bad.
The top. He's hit on some later round picks, which is made up for it. But this is something the Globe wrote about, Volan wrote about today, and we hit on earlier if you're just joining us. It's staggering how little success he's had in the first 3 rounds the last several years and how they're still so good. And not that they don't have their problems, but I'm just saying, like, they have not hit on an impact guy in the first or second round in like 3 or 4 years, and they've done nothing but go to Super Bowls. And it's amazing how they can still do that.
It is, really. If you take the last 3 full drafts, there's only like a player or two in there. One of them's a punter.
And it's been Super Bowl, Super Bowl, Super Bowl, co-Super Bowl favorite, if you will, this year.
3 in a row, 4 and 5 years, right? And they won 3 of them. So it's unbelievable.
Curtis and Lynn. Hi, Curtis.
Gentlemen, I think that the question, we all agree that they're not stupid enough, but with the offensive struggles, as extreme as they've been, I mean, essentially relying on flea flickers and trick plays, I think a better question to ask is, are they desperate enough to go back to these cheating tactics, firstly? Secondly, like, are you kidding me, Mass? Like, you're talking about the history of another organization when your franchise is embroiled in its 3rd cheating controversy in 20 years. And also, this thing is trending the other way. It initially breaks that this will be done by the end of the week. All the reports are that there's nothing to see here. Yet, the Bengals, who have a tape, are still living. And the NFL, our front office, who has a tape, wants to expand the investigation. Where is this? How many videos of R. Kelly do you need to see before you know he likes to pee on people?
Okay. It's a fair analogy. Or not. But I'm with him with his general point. The thing is not wrapping up in a tight, needy little bow, a neat, tidy little bow now, is it?
So the only thing I would say is that have there been any new stories to come out to suggest that there's more evidence?
No.
No,
right.
But maybe they have it under tight wraps, and there has been a team or two that have come out of the woodwork and, you know, at least said, hey, you know, that we think of it, will you look at this? Like I mentioned the thing with the Bills yesterday, earlier in the season, when Sean McDermott is shoeing a couple of...
I saw it, went back and looked at it. I think it was Brian Belichick, the youngest.
Yeah.
And someone else who I don't know.
Now, after that game, McDermott did say, hey, there was nothing to it. He was just a hothead, and, you know, they were all acting like hardos. But...
So this is what I mean, though. I thought Cincinnati might get to that place by this point in the week. Like, Houston and the Patriots figured out their thing with Caserio and the tampering charge, and that they figured it out themselves, and that ended quickly. And McDermott had calmed down by the end of the day. How come Cincinnati hasn't calmed down?
Good question.
So that's like, there's something to that, and that could be all on Cincinnati, and they've lost their minds when they shouldn't. You know, they've gone overboard. They're overreacting. That's possible. Or they have something that we don't know. And they know something we don't know.
Or maybe they're just tired of being the Bengals and getting sand kicked in their face all the time.
Can we win something? That's right. Yeah. Exactly. Here's Murray's update, and we're back with more.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Never be left out of the conversation.
Never, not once.
Never, not once.
Never, not once.
Felger.
Good God, man. Have some pride.
Mads.
The guy's psychotic.
98.5 Sports Hub.
Stop it.
Hi, Zach. I just wanted to get your general thoughts on the Patriots and the videotaping situation.
I have no comment on that.
Coach, it's been reported here as well as in Cincinnati that you were livid over, or members of Kansas City's coaching staff and organization were livid over the episode. Is that true?
I have no comment on that.
Zach, how much are hand signals a part of what you guys do during games at any point in the game?
I think like any team, we communicate visually and verbally, depending on the environment we're in.
Zach, do you believe the Patriots' explanation for this whole thing, that it was a honest mistake?
I don't have any comment on any of that stuff.
Has anyone from the Patriots organization reached out to you about it just to clear the air?
I don't have any comment on any of that.
Do you regret anything, how this all transpired?
No.
Do you have any sort of personal relationship with Coach Belichick?
I do not.
The one where he won't even comment on whether the Pats have reached out is another one. That gets my attention, too. Yeah, they've reached out. We've talked about it. We understand their version of events. Like, he can't even say that. He's not even at that stage. Okay, they had to have reached out, right?
Oh, I would think so, yeah. I mean, at least on an ownership level. I don't know if coach to coach, you know. I mean, where's this guy from again?
Zach Taylor, wasn't he a McVay disciple?
Yeah, he was the quarterback's coach of the Rams last year.
Oh, is that what he was?
Yeah.
Okay, so again, I just can't remember because Matt LaFleur was Tennessee, right? I get all these guys mixed up.
Yeah, it's like the next wave.
Seriously.
They're all annoying.
So, like, I just wonder if, you know, he says he has no relationship with Bill. Like, is Bill going to call him up? Hey, hey, Zach, how you doing?
Well, no, he is. I would.
Yeah, don't you think it should be Kraft to Brown?
Both.
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, look, they had a right to be upset that night.
Oh, sure they did.
I totally understand.
Sure they did.
You know, we're going to allow we're playing you this week. We're going to allow your camera crew to come in to do what you say as a feature. And then we're going to turn around and see you taping our coaches on the sidelines? What the F is this? Like, I'd be pissed, too. Okay, but then the next day, and you calm down, and you see what happened, you review the tapes, and you hear from the team. Like, okay. I mean, still, we're pissed. That's bull crap. You shouldn't have done that, but we understand. You'll get fined, and now let's move on. But the fact that they're not at that stage, I don't know, is telling about something. Them or you.
I can't decide whether I like this guy or think he's a clown. Like, I need to see how this shakes out. I might actually be developing some respect for him.
Okay, we got this. We still have some David Price on the board. Everything. Quickly, through you, we'll just zip through all these. Maybe even call it a lightning round, Jimmy. What do you think?
Yeah, man, let's get a sponsorship for it.
Andrew in Florida. Hi, Andrew.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
Great show.
Quick.
Two questions. Real quick. Last night, yeah, okay, we're playing the Capitals, but the Bruins defense, a lot this year, they've been caught watching the puck, they were watching the puck on the second goal, and they still were watching the puck on the third goal. The defense, just, you can't do that. And then you guys talk about the NHL replay, and you talk about, oh, well, does it affect the game? Is it really, you know, advantage gained or not? But look, if it's millimeter by millimeter, it's the same as the NHL. Right. Oh, sorry.
I don't understand your point, Andrew.
This lightning round sucks.
Yeah, well, that was a bad lead off to it. I don't know what the Pats – I mean, look, the Bruins defense is what it is. TJ Oshie, poor Connor Clifton, his jockstrap is still back in Washington. From what TJ Oshie did to Connor Clifton on that second goal should be illegal in most first world nations.
I mean, I don't think what McAvoy did covered himself in glory either. He was next to him, and he was going to get called for a penalty if Oshie didn't score.
That might have been a penalty shot. But either way, they got schooled by a better team. Schooled by a better team. That's what's going on there. George and Weymouth. Go ahead, George.
Hey, boys. How you doing?
Good.
Merry Christmas.
You too.
I'll tell you, it's a miracle of Christmas that we have three Christmas donkeys on one airwaves. So do you guys really believe that Belichick would jeopardize his legacy over Cincinnati?
No, we don't.
No, we don't.
Okay, so where are we going here? So you guys are piling on.
No, we're not. Have you listened to the show at all, George?
I've been listening to it constantly.
Okay, what we've said is we think that what the Patriots did here was innocent. We don't think they did anything. We think this is largely a misunderstanding. There's a chance it's not, but we think that that nothing went on here. The question is, why aren't the Bengals letting it go?
Well, who knows? But... Okay. There's no way that Belichick would ruin his legacy over these clowns, over this.
Agreed.
There's no way.
Agreed.
No way.
Yeah, I think we're in agreement on that. Yeah. He probably just doesn't like the tone. It's okay. Mike in the truck. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, happy holidays, guys. So my comparison is to a gambler who's been caught with an earpiece and cards up his sleeve. That's Bill Belichick. He's the guy you always want to bet on, but you never want to sit at the same table with. That's my take.
All right. That's how they're being treated. That's the way it goes. I mean, the equivalent here would be the Houston Astros send a crew from their Astros Sports Productions, you know, media wing to do a story. I mentioned this the other day. Do a story on whatever. Their catchers.
The Reds.
How about their advanced scout?
Their catchers. So their advanced scout. And they say, what do you... You know, Mr. Advanced Scout, let's go through the day in the life of an advanced scout. He said, well, one of the things I look at is I look at how the opposing catcher sets up behind the plate. So the camera crew says, okay, so let's go see how the catcher sets up behind the plate. Let's put a camera in center field and shoot the catcher and put his, you know, and get video of his signs. And then the team that's hosting him, the Indians, say, what the hell are you doing? And the Astros say, we're just getting video for our TV show about a day in the life of a scout. Is anyone going to believe the Houston Astros?
No way.
So for the two callers before with a pacifier in his mouth, maybe he doesn't like that tone either, but that's exactly what it is. Or if anytime there's someone banging on something in the tunnel of Minute Maid Stadium and the Astros say, I don't know, it's just someone banging on a garbage can. Is anyone going to believe it?
No, we have a new cleaning crew. They don't know quite what they're doing yet.
So it doesn't have anything to do with that incident. It has everything to do with how they've carried themselves to that point. Do you get it?
They make a lot of noise.
Here's Mike in Rhode Island. Hi, Mike.
Hey, so I think you can improve the offsides rule in hockey by adding a time limit to when they enter the zone. Last night, the Brusque was offsides by an inch, and they got called back, 30 seconds
20,
after he 20, was offsides?
20.
20 seconds? They should really implement a rule that has a timer that can't be more than like 5 or 10 seconds.
Tell you what, though, last night, I don't know that it applies. It was a power play. And so the Bruins took the puck over the line. The Caps laid off. And so the Bruins had possession of the puck the whole time.
Mm.
No, I think they pretty much did.
No, well, it came off the backboards and DeBrus sort of got it. Washington never gained possession, but there was a loose puck.
Okay.
So let me put it to you like that.
But, you
because
know.
Because Bergeron banged in his own rebound.
But they did, you know, if you're going by the letter of the law, and I'm going to tell you I like the call because I didn't. The Bruins possessed the puck into the zone, and Washington never really got it.
Yeah, that's true.
So, and it was a power play. So it's not like, you know, they were battling for the puck the whole time. Washington generally was in a box.
Yeah, I just don't think the Bruins gained any advantage by DeBrusk having his skate of his toe, you know.
I don't either. I'm just telling you the 22nd thing is, I don't think applies to last night. I just don't think the 22nd thing works.
There's a million ways to clean it up, starting with not replaying over offsides.
I mean, it's just, it was... We're talking a freaking fraction of an inch.
There was one, I can't remember what it was. It was a Colorado Avalanche game where a guy was way off sides. It was egregious. It led to a big goal. Maybe it was a playoff game.
It was, yeah.
And everyone got up in arms. So they decided to put that rule in to prevent that play. But in so doing, now you replay every potential offsides, which means every time the skate is the width of a credit card above the ice, that's offsides, which is never what they wanted, but which is what we have.
So the only thing I like about the NHL rule is there's a consequence for it. If the Capitals last night had been wrong, they'd have been down 2-0 and shorthanded again. So at least there's a consequence for it. It's the only part of the rule I like.
Tom and Quincy, we want to get rid of David Price. You?
Oh, God, yeah. My God, since the day he signed here, I did. But listen, I go, if David Price and Jackie Bradley Jr. were to be moved, I would be in such a better place as a Sox fan watching this team. You got to move on. But I heard what Tony said earlier, and I agree. I don't like the idea of bringing money back in the Carpenter and the Will Myers stuff. That's not for me. I'd like to see them just dump the money if possible. I know they're not going to take it all, but get rid of the money, get rid of the players. And as far as the call back to like months ago, Mike, what the hell are they going to do without Sandy Leone's war in the lineup? They traded him away.
That's right.
Yes, defensive war.
Not sure we're going to miss that. But the thing about Jackie Bradley, I want them to move on from as well, not because I have disdain for Jackie Bradley. I have disdain for Jackie Bradley's fans. I don't want to hear from the war people and the Jackie Bradley hippies and this, you know, this magical impact of like half a dozen big catches a year. Well, the guy's batting .240. Like, I'm sick to death of that.
Oh, God, please.
I have nothing wrong with the guy. You know, a decent guy, nice ball player. He just is what he is. But the hype around him is enough, and he ain't worth $11 million.
Oh, he's so overrated. It's not even funny, at least by the fan base. You know, by the Jackie Bradley fan club or whatever the hell you want to call
Jackie
it.
Jackie Bradley hippies.
JBJ truthers.
My only point on the Price deals, again, with these scenarios where you're taking back contracts or what have you, if you're going to eat part of David Price's contract, then fine, eat part of the contract. Take a couple of scrub prospects back, and that's it. I don't want money coming back because it defeats the purpose of moving Price. So no money. If it means you get less, then so be it. Like, it's one or the other. You're either getting prospects or you're getting rid of money. I'm okay with getting rid of the money.
Okay, I just want to get rid of the guy. Now, David Price is different than Jackie Bradley. I'm done with the guy. Change up the mix of that team. Make him a little more likable. Get the turd out of the punch bowl. If Heim Bloom wants to reshape the team a little bit in a different image or just a different direction, this is the place to start. This guy. See you later. Coming up next, the final word.
Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports Hub and streaming anywhere you go on the Sports Hub app.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Felger's expert analysis.
Not from this talk radio crazy.
Maz's hard-hitting questions.
What am I, like the freaking abrasive police here?
The caller's bringing knowledge to the table.
Maz, the adults are talking.
It's time to recap this four-hour show in 4 minutes. It's the final word on Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
And the final word is brought to you by Town Fair Tire. If you're looking for the best deal on tires, only one place to go. Town Fair Tire. The best prices and great free services. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody.
Give me a quick second here, sure. Murray. I just want to remind people that tomorrow we pay off our Felger and Maz Christmas in the City online auction show sit-ins.
Correct.
So we're going to have four people from the street who bid graciously to come in and basically own a segment, co-host a segment.
Yeah, it's like our very own version of The Voice.
So some of these winners are repeats. They're repeats from last year or previous years.
Correct.
So we'll be seeing some familiar faces, which is great. But either way, they helped us raise $22,000 in that online auction. That is easily a record, all right?
Incredible.
I thought it used to be like in the $10,000 range. I think we over doubled what we've usually done with that auction. So, you know, everyone who bid, whether you won or not, thank you so much for participating. Maz's golf outing with Hardy raised like $2,500, right?
Something like that, something close to that, yeah.
So that was a great number. These studio sit-ins did great. The Patriots tickets, all of it. So all of you who bid and those of you who won, thank you for doing so. Thank you for supporting the charity. We really do appreciate it.
I'm not worth that much, but the kids are.
There you go.
Right? Okay. The kids are. So good for you people.
And thanks again to Kelly Anderson, our promotions director, for helping us through all of it. So tomorrow on the 50 segments, the last segment going into the top of each hour, you will have a special guest, a new guest, a citizen, if you will, come in and do a segment on Felger and Maz. That should be interesting. Bring out the hazmat suits and the disinfectant and all of this, because the people will be invading the studio.
Felger and Maz idol.
So that's tomorrow. All right, Murray, what do you got?
All right, we had a great caller in traffic trying to get in a take and yell at others who are gumming up the works out there.
We've got Mike in the car on the Patriots. Yes, Michael.
Hey, how you guys doing? So it seems like you guys think that Tom Brady... Hey, loser! Pick a lane! Thank you! Sorry about that.
Okay.
It seems like you guys think that Tom Brady is going to retire after this year. And I think, just to spite Bill, because of his competitive nature, I think he's going to end up leaving if they don't give him the money, and he's going to go to San Diego. Later.
Okay, I'm rooting for you, Mike.
Speaks for all of us that were out in those roads.
It's competitive nature.
And how about more than one Felger? Yes, the Felger clones.
Oh, God,
that's
no.
What's going to save all of sports.
So we're going to go to Sky Judge in all sports. I'm going to clone myself, and I'm going to make myself the Sky Judge in all sports. And you will see.
So there's going to be more than one of you?
There will be, well, whatever, you know, 30 NBA teams, 31 NHL teams, 32 NFL teams, 30 Major League Baseball teams. Multiply all those by the number of games, and that's how many of me we need.
Okay, but there's only like 16 games because two teams per game. So there's
what
actually...
I'm trying to tell you, whatever the number is, come up with a number. No, clone me that number.
I know. I just want to limit the number of views to the smallest number possible.
Whatever it takes to cover every game in every pro sport. Okay?
I don't need one of you per team. I need one of you per game.
So let's come up with that number, and that's the number of Felger clones we need.
No, that's all we need is like a little country of Felgers. Felgaria.
The only way the Sky Judge works is if I'm the Sky Judge. So you need to clone me for the number of games that we have in pro sports. And that would cover us. And honestly, folks, that would improve and perfect replay overnight.
I am the president of Felgaria. Fact, not opinion.
Okay. Arcan, why don't you tell us what's coming on tonight?
Jonestown. Jonestown would be worse. That's for sure. We only have a half hour before Celtics and Bruins. And I know Jones is really chomping at the bit to get on Al Horford about ducking this game tonight.
Yeah, I figured I'd give the city of Boston a break on Spygate 2 Electric Boogaloo. Not many updates there today. Just, you know, Zach Taylor not wanting to cooperate. We're going to dump on Al Horford for about 30 minutes. Is he going to play? Is he going to duck him like Kyrie Irving? We're going to find out.
Stu, how do you feel about this? Would you boo Al Horford if you were at the Garden tonight?
Oh, yeah.
I would not, but if Al doesn't play, I have to be consistent and call him a coward, too.
No, you don't, because he hasn't done it 7 times or whatever it is.
Okay, good.
Either way, this
is... I love Al Horford.
This is the topic for Jones. No commercials, just the update. Then you get Pac-Man. We're back at tomorrow at 2 for an agenda-free Friday and our guest sit-ins. We'll see you then, Maz.
Agenda-free.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.